It's Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Days before a historic House vote, several congressional centrists, including some representing Trump-friendly districts, announced they will support impeachment. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs announces they will no longer fund oil drilling in the Arctic or any energy products that involve coal. And lastly, Team Trump proposes Social Security changes that will endanger disability benefits for hundreds of thousands of Americans.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Days before the historic House vote to impeach Donald Trump, several congressional centrists, including some representing Trump-friendly districts, have announced they will vote to impeach. Despite intense political pressure from Trump and other Republicans, seven freshman moderate Democrats published an opinion essay Monday in the Washington Post explaining that they were holding firm. Among the authors was Representative Alyssa Slotkin from the swing state of Michigan, who, as reported by the ASFP, faced a mixture of heckling and cheers when she discussed her decision at a town hall event. Quote, "While we may not agree, I hope you believe me when I tell you that I made this decision out of principle," Slotkin said. The House Rules Committee on Monday released its final report outlining the case against Trump and will meet later today to set guidelines for the floor debate on impeachment. Goldman Sachs earned cautious praise from environmental advocacy groups Sunday after the bank announced it will not finance new Arctic oil drilling or exploration and ruled out funding new thermal coal mines and coal-fired power plant projects worldwide. Sierra Club, in its press statement, said that Goldman is the first major U.S. bank to make the commitments to not fund new coal projects or Arctic oil drilling. Sierra Club added that it's now up to other financial institutions to make similar moves and for Goldman to be even bolder in its climate commitments. Goldman, which ranked this year among the, quote, "dirty dozen banks" in terms of fossil fuel financing, has not ruled out funding new fracking or tar sands projects.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
CommonDreams.org reports that a little-noticed Trump administration proposal could strip life-saving disability benefits from hundreds of thousands of people by further complicating the way the Social Security Administration determines who is eligible for payments. The proposed rule change was first published in the National Register last month, but has received scarce attention in the national media. Last week, the Social Security Administration extended the public comment period on the proposal until January 31st of 2020. Alex Lawson, executive director of the progressive advocacy group Social Security Works, told Common Dreams that the rule change, quote, "is the Trump administration's most brazen attack on Social Security yet," unquote. In addition to lack of coverage from the national media, most members of Congress have also been relatively quiet about the Trump administration's proposal. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Washington Post reports that a former investment manager for the Mormon Church is accusing its leaders of stockpiling surplus donations from members instead of using them for charitable works, according to a copy of his complaint to the IRS. Rudy Giuliani told The New Yorker that he needed former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch, quote, "out of the way," because she was going to make Trump's investigations of Joe and Hunter Biden, quote, "difficult for everyone," unquote. Axios reports that DNC Chairman Tom Perez spent over 20 hours on the phone this weekend trying to save Thursday's Democratic debate from crumbling after a labor dispute prompted the presidential candidates to threaten a boycott. The DNC already switched the venue once because of another labor dispute, and it could be nearly impossible to find a new location now. But internally, Democrats are hopeful a deal will be made today or tomorrow, and some DNC staffers are already heading to Los Angeles this afternoon. And lastly, some important news for anyone who couldn't sign up for ACA before the deadline because their website was down. The Trump administration has announced it is extending the deadline to sign up for coverage until January 1st at 3 a.m. Pass it on.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.